It is Friday, July 10th, 2009. I'm Nicole Sandler from Radio or Not, and it's time for your quickie news update. A look at the day's news in 10 minutes or less. On the line with us is Victoria Jones from the Talk Radio News Service. Hi, Victoria. What's happening today?
Well, a couple of interesting things. The president met the Pope today and looked forward to the two governments working closely together. Also, the Pope gave Obama a paper titled An Instruction on Certain Bioethical Questions, and an aide says Obama looks forward to reading it. And Obama referenced his Notre Dame speech to the Pope and said, let us work together to reduce the number of women seeking abortions. So they didn't shy away from the controversial issues.
Well, that's...
The White House also says that Obama delivered a letter to the Pope from Senator Edward Kennedy and asked the Pope to pray for him. And Obama later called Kennedy to tell him about that. So they had a good meeting. They met for 44 minutes. Now, there's a new internal government report that came out today. Now, this arises out of when they revised the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act last year, Congress required a review of the warrantless wiretapping program. So now there's a new internal government report, and it says that President George W. Bush authorized secret intelligence activities shortly after the September 11th terrorist attacks that went beyond wiretapping without court orders. Now, exactly what those activities are remains classified, but they are referred to in this report as the President's Surveillance Program, which is interesting because the previous president didn't refer to them that way. He used to refer to them as the Terrorist Surveillance Program, and they're referred to as the President's Surveillance Program, so they have a new name now.
Hmm.
Now, this report is so new that it's still being read.
Still being read by?
It's literally still being read by people who've got hold of it in the press.
Oh,
so
I see.
I can't really tell you any more about it than that.
Okay. Speaking of secretive things, what's happening with the CIA?
Well, this is a very interesting story. Basically, about 4 months after he was sworn in, CIA Director Leon Panetta found out that there was this intelligence program that had been hidden from Congress since 2001 and was still going on. So he immediately canceled it. Now, what was it? We don't know. And he scheduled a pair of closed-door meetings on Capitol Hill. And then he informed the House and Senate Intelligence Committees about the program and the action he'd taken. And then there's been this long-running dispute going on between congressional Democrats and the CIA, with some saying it's part of a broader pattern of the agency withholding information from Congress. And some Republicans are saying, you know something, basically Panetta is looking to score points with House Democrats. But we still don't know what this program is. But we do think that it was related to the collection of information on suspected terrorists somehow related to September 11th attacks.
Okay, but the bottom line is it looks like Nancy Pelosi was somewhat vindicated in saying that, you know, she was either misled or lied to by the CIA. Now we're hearing that indeed that did happen.
It seems as though she may have been. Now, whether in that particular, those particular briefings, those specific briefings, she was not told the truth, we still don't know. But it seems a little more likely that what she says is the case is the case. Now, John Boehner, of course, is still saying that I'm still waiting for Nancy Pelosi to either put up the facts or retract her statement and apologize. And he says, I do not believe that the CIA lied to Congress, despite Panetta basically saying that, hey, they had this program.
Well, the thing is, I mean, she wasn't the only one saying it. Bob Graham, who's a former senator from Florida and former governor of Florida, who is known for keeping meticulous records and was on the Senate Intelligence Committee, when he was confronted with the fact that supposedly he had been briefed on three occasions and he asked for the dates, went back to the archives and got his appointment books and saw that two of those, there was not any briefing that he was at all. And the third, it was questionable because of who was present there. It just adds more credence, I think, to Nancy Pelosi's story.
That's right. They also, in their records of people who were at those meetings, those briefings, have on at least one occasion and maybe more, have listed people as being present who'd already left the agency.
Mm. Okay. Well, there is cause for doubt there, I would say.
Yes.
Now, there's more disturbing news today that the so-called blue dog Democrats are stalling the health care bill.
Yes, that was my next story. Basically, 40 of the 52-member coalition of blue dog Democrats, which are the so-called conservative Democrats, fiscally conservative Democrats, have basically delayed unveiling the health care reform bill for at least a few days. They've got some concerns about this bill, deficit neutrality being one of them, financing and the public option. They say it should not be able to use Medicare or Medicaid-like reimbursement rates that are about 20 to 30% below the private market, but ought to compete on a level playing field.
Wow. Well, I think this is the time for people to get on the phone and call their representatives.
And they may well do. Now, this really is the first hiccup, the first real hiccup that this has had in the House. And it's fairly mild, I would say, compared with some of the hiccups that it's likely to face in the Senate.
That's true. All right. Anything else? I know Sonia Sotomayor, the hearings, I believe, begin on Monday.
They begin on Monday. They've drawn up the witness list. Frank Ricci, the lead firefighter in the Connecticut firefighters case, will be one of the witnesses for the minority. So that will attract, of course, a lot of attention. There's a Major League Baseball, former baseball pitcher who will testify for the majority because, as you know, she made the decision that broke the big baseball strike, and some are saying she saved baseball. Mm-hmm. So there will be some colorful witnesses. Most of the witnesses, of course, lawyers, people like that. But it all kicks off on Monday, so bring your own popcorn.
Do we know how long this is going to go on?
We don't know. I certainly don't know how long this could go on. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Anything else as we head into the weekend?
This is it, really. The president in Ghana on his way. He may already have landed. He will make a major policy speech that relates to the United States and Africa. Then he has a series of meetings, and then he returns home to the United States.
Okay. And nothing new from Sarah Palin today, huh?
No, she's been remarkably quiet. I don't know whether she's tweeting. I think she has been tweeting.
Oh, boy.
Yes, she apparently quoted Plato, but apparently the quotation was incorrect.
Oh, gee, why am I not surprised?
I thought you'd enjoy that.
All right. Victoria Jones from the Talk Radio News Service. Always a pleasure. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
And that's your Quickie News update for this Friday, July 10th. Thanks to Victoria Jones from the Talk Radio News Service. Tonight on Air America Radio, 11 p.m. Eastern, I will be joined by a medical doctor who is walking across the country for health care, walking from Chicago to Washington, D.C. He's somewhere in the middle, and we'll talk to him tonight. And to wrap up the week and get the weekend started, we'll speak to Lon Friend, former editor of Rip Magazine. Yeah, we'll be talking rock and roll. Because someone's got to do it. I'm Nicole Sandler from RadioOrNot.com, and thanks for listening to your Quickie News Update.